Another 13 dirt bikes pinched by Springfield police. I guess they're just not learning. A cyber attack at Bradley Airport. A back-to-business fair. And cyber classes for seniors. Mark Auerbach has been to the theater. He has a review, and it's all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Wednesday, March 30, 2022. Welcome. The weather's a bit warmer, maybe a little wetter, and I'll run it down for you in a moment. Mark Auerbach will be with us, too. Your forecast today, increasing clouds, highs 46 to 50. The winds are northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, chance of a sprinkle, lows 28 to 34 degrees. Greenfield Community College and the Franklin County YMCA invite you to come watch the award-winning documentary Cyber Seniors, a heartwarming true story about intergenerational relationships built around learning new technology. Greenfield Garden Cinema on March 30 at 4:30 p.m. is the location. The admission, free. Concessions will be open. You can get your popcorn. No registration necessary for the event. Greenfield will be helping to launch Cyber Seniors program in late April in Franklin County, and you can meet some of the youth who will serve as mentors after the show. STIC invites you to get back to business at our career and transfer fair on Wednesday the 30th. That's today, of course. This event is free for our students, alumni, and friends who are learning a bit more about four-year college transfer options. Please note, all participants are required to wear a mask at all times while on the STIC campus. Mayor Veo gave speeches alongside Representative Joe Wagner, Representative Jake Oliveira, Vice Colonel Travis Board, City Council members, school committee members, and other distinguished speakers. Thank you so much to Stephanie Shaw and the Chicopee Department of Veteran Services, also in order, for putting on this event with the River Mills Senior Center. It was humbling to recognize Vietnam veterans on Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day. An attempted cyber attack at Bradley Airport. And their website is up and running, and all operations are running as normal, so says the airport, after an attempted cyber attack on their system. The cyber attack was a distributed denial of service. They call that a DDoS. A DDoS is when hackers send large amounts of traffic to a website trying to overwhelm it. The Connecticut Air Authority says there has been no impact to operations at the airport. And yes, the origin of this is believed to be Russia. The Hamden County District Attorney's Office also offered their advice to avoid scams. Never give out your personal information on the phone or in an email. Don't click suspicious-looking links. And if something seems suspicious, reach out to a friend, to a family member, or to the police for some help. Now, if it's at work, you can also reach out to your IT department. If you expect your banking information has been compromised, the Credit First National Association recommends you report it to your bank immediately. Springfield Police Superintendent Cheryl Claproot, very pleased to announce the results of another multi-day illegal OHV dirt bike public safety detail. Springfield police officers seized 13 off-highway vehicles during three strategic details during the week of March 20th. The Springfield police officers seized an additional 14 off-highway vehicles the prior week. That's a total of 27 over the past 2 weeks. Our on-duty crew, Greenfield Mass Police and Massachusetts Department of Fire Services Hazmat Team, were on the scene at the Days Inn for an incident involving cleaning supplies. There is no threat to public health, and all involved have been evaluated by EMS and released without transport. Crews are still on the scene for the next few hours to continue, ensuring the potential hazard is mitigated. ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach has been to the theater, and Mark's with us now. He'd like to file this review. Mark?
The Broadway hit, Dear Evan Hansen, has stopped at the Bushnell for the week. The winner of six Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Book, and Best Score, delivers one powerhouse of a story about an anxious high school senior who invents a role for himself in a tragedy which causes his story to unravel. With Stephen Levinson's articulate book and a terrific score by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, Dear Evan Hansen was well worth the wait for the national tour to hit town, because it's a hot ticket in New York these days. One of the musical's delights is its score, and two songs, Waving Through a Window and You Will Be Found, got lots of airplay when the Grammy Award-winning original cast recording was released, and Alex Lacamoire's orchestrations were made for Broadway. You might think of skipping Dear Evan Hansen on stage if you saw the lackluster film adaptation. The charms of the show just didn't translate, and the show's original Broadway star, Ben Platt, acclaimed for his performance, had outgrown the role by the time the movie got made. Dear Evan Hansen is well made for the stage. Michael Greig's staging is seamless, and David Korins, a UMass grad, designed a fabulous set, made more thrilling by Peter Negrini's projections and Jackie Wiedemann's lighting. Sam Primick played Evan Hansen opening night. His performance was engaging on every level. Other standout performances included James Moy as the father of the young man who commits suicide, who teaches Evan how to break in a baseball glove, and Jessica E. Sherman as Evan's mother. Dear Evan Hansen tackles some serious subjects, including teen suicide, the impact of social media, and a feeling of isolation, and it does so with honesty and compassion. It's a musical with multiple impacts, best seen on the stage. This production is another winner for the Bushnell. Dear Evan Hansen plays the Bushnell in Hartford through Sunday. Pretty Women, the musical, follows, with performances beginning April 26th. For tickets, bushnell.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, theater maven Mark Auerbach. And tonight, for a one performance, I step into the role of Dr. Bradman at the Majestic Theater's production of the Noel Coward classic comedy, Blithe Spirit. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but I'm looking forward to it. Some tickets may still be available at the Majestic box office. For anybody interested, you can call 747-7797. Thank you very much for being with us on our program for today. We will return tomorrow Thursday with another program for you. Be up online during the day and available to you at night as well, at your convenience and on demand. This is Pioneer Valley Radio, and I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.